NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has been trying to uncover more of Ivan Lopez's past, and he joins me now. Danny, as we've been hearing, this is not a case where someone had been through multiple combat deployments in a war zone.
That's right. And military officials have been stressing this to reporters all day. They say that Lopez was not in combat in Iraq. Things were quiet while he was there. It was the drawdown. And the implication is that his problems could not be linked to the army or to his service in Iraq. And military officials, as you know, have been very sensitive about this because large numbers of soldiers have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with mental health disorders like PTSD, with brain injuries. But the military has not given out specifics yet about what Lopez really did or did not experience during his 4 months in Iraq. He was there at the end of 2011. It was true, far less dangerous than Iraq had been in the previous few years. Still, the military reported that 10 soldiers died in Iraq while he was there.
Danny, you've been reporting on mental health problems in the military for a long time now. What are some of the questions that these shootings at Fort Hood raise for you?
Well, as we heard a few minutes ago, the commander at Fort Hood said today that Lopez had a history of mental health problems. So one big question is, when did his mental health problems begin? And were there any signs of these problems before he deployed or even before he enlisted? Now, just last month, one of the biggest studies ever came out on soldiers and mental health. It was conducted by a consortium at Harvard, in the Army, at the National Institutes of Mental Health, and here's what they found. Roughly one quarter of all soldiers, that's one in every four soldiers, tested positive for one or more mental health disorders, such as depression, anxiety, something called intermittent explosive disorder, attention deficit disorder. And Robert, listen to this. Roughly half of those soldiers who tested positive for mental health problems when they were surveyed, they said they had mental health problems before they enlisted. So that, of course, raises a question. How is it that the Army has recruited tens of thousands of young people who have psychiatric disorders?
Well, back to Ivan Lopez. Has the Army given any details about what kind of treatment he might have been getting?
Not many. The Secretary of the Army, John McHugh, said a little bit about it at a Senate hearing this morning. Can we play that excerpt, please?
He was seen just last month by a psychiatrist. He was fully examined. As of this morning, we had no indication on the record of that examination that there was any sign of likely violence, either to himself or to others.
But, Robert, let's take a step back from Ivan Lopez for just a moment, because he's just the latest soldier who raises questions about troops and mental illness. As you know, NPR and others have been documenting for years now that many troops have had to struggle for proper care, even when they tell the Army that they're falling apart. Just today, I talked to a soldier's wife at Fort Hood. Her husband was on one of the last convoys out of Iraq. She says he was a different man when he came home, but she says it took months and months to get doctors at Fort Hood to take this seriously.
Now, Ivan Lopez was just recently transferred to Fort Hood. He was actually posted at Fort Bliss in Texas until a couple of months ago.
That's right. And a Republican congresswoman from Texas named Kay Granger, she started investigating Fort Bliss while Lopez was there. This had nothing to do with Lopez, because she was getting dozens of complaints from soldiers at Fort Bliss that they couldn't get proper care. Granger said last year, in fact, that she was ashamed, that's her word, ashamed of how Fort Bliss was handling soldiers with mental health problems. I should stress that we asked Army spokesmen for their response to all this. A spokesman at Fort Hood said, quote, "We've done everything we can," unquote, "to help soldiers in trouble." We did not get a response from Fort Bliss.
It's NPR's Daniel Zwerdling. Danny, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.